Chairs No Waiting, episode number 765. The count is here. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop over at Weavers. Check out some of the great things they've got over there. We've got the Andy Griffith Show wall calendar for 2024. Go check that out. And it's cold, so you may want to get a jacket. There's some really nice fleece jackets. It says Mayberry USA on them. Really cool. There's books and T-shirts and more books, even by Spirit Walker. From here on the Two Chairs podcast, head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 765 is Mike McGonigal. The high sheriff of the Who Chairs No Waiting is Chris Merrill. And a Patreon patron of the week is Brian Rose. Brian Rose has a podcast. If you head over to the twochairsnowaiting.com website, you look at the top, there's a Mayberry devotional. There's Burke on Mayberry. There's all kinds of other Mayberry podcasts there you might want to check out. So go do it. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is always fun to just get back into the Andy Griffith Show, take some time and just decompress and enjoy ourselves with just laughing and having a good time. That's what it does for me, and I hope it does for you. This podcast is therapeutic. It's therapeutic, at least for me, and hopefully it is for you too. So this evening, whenever you're doing this, we're going to be hearing, if you're only listening, but boy, I really recommend you might want to watch this one on YouTube. You can head over to live, or not live, you can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and go to episode number 765, and you can watch it right there on the website, or you can head over to YouTube and you can search and find it as well. Two Chairs No Waiting. And but I definitely kind of recommend that you watch this one, because this is fun for me. But I think it'll be fun if you're just listening. This is from Colonel Timms this year in 2023, as I record this. And we had done this skit in the past, but it had been a long time. And so we decided this is a year we're bringing it back. We're going to do this again. So Colonel Timms, if you don't know, is the kind of the wrap up of the main part of Mayberry Days every year. It's held at the Andy Griffith Playhouse, right there in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It's always packed. It's a full crowd. And you have folks who dress up like characters from the Andy Griffith Show that entertain you throughout the week at Mayberry Days. But on that night, many of them get to do stuff on stage and do everything from singing to telling stories to doing little skits that are reminiscent or exactly or very similar to the Andy Griffith Show episodes that we've seen. And mixed in with that is guest stars that might be there, whoever the cast members are, as well as people who won a Mayberry Idol, which is a competition they have throughout the day on Saturday, to try to win a chance to be on at Colonel Timms and perform, as well as just other acts that are sometimes there. Never know. You never know what you're going to get. It's a very much ad-libbed show with some planning going into it as we go. So this year, as I said, we brought back the Count is Vantilecki skit, or scene, however you want to say this. So you're going to have to use your imagination, because you're going to see Tim Pettigrew as Goober. You're going to see Terry Varvel, who does a great job at this, by the way. I love it. And he does a great job. Terry Varvel as Barney. And you'll see me as Floyd Larson, Floyd the Barber, which I feel like I didn't do as good at this one. I feel like I got to step up my game a little bit. It's still, it went really well, but watching myself, I'm a worst own critic, I guess. But we basically tried to recreate the scene from the Andy Griffith Show with Barney, Goober, and Floyd in the back room conjuring Count Is Vantilecki. So I hope I built this up and you're ready to go, because I think you're really going to enjoy this. I think it didn't get too much better than this. So let's head over to Colonel Timms Talent Time from 2023 and check out Count Isvantalecki.
So you guys, and did this to Floyd a long time ago. Hope you will enjoy this. We have y'all may have seen this before in the back room of the courthouse. If y'all remember that.
Well, he decided to put it into a bacon.
Oh, that was just a little taste, wasn't it? All right, so hopefully this will be good. Andy's going to introduce the skit for us.
Well, he decided to put it to a bacon final test. So one night after work, he got Ruber and Floyd to help him. So I act as witnesses.
All right, Floyd, now I assume that you'd be willing to accept that there's spiritual phenomena, if there is actual adequate proof that exists. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, of course. I accept, absolutely.
Okay, Goober, now you're familiar with the procedures. Go ahead.
Okay, Barn. It's your lively tonight. What? Who's lively? Who's lively?
Count Isvantalecki.
Oh, I see. Well, what's sure he's dark in here, isn't it?
Sure is. Let's let him float around a little bit.
He's here. He's here, right here in this room with us.
Did you see him?
What? If he's in this room, of course I saw him.
Okay, go ahead.
Making sure he is still here. Hey, Barn, here's two parts to sing.
Two unicorns? Okay, what's his book say?
The Count gives you one wish. One wish. Opie got three wishes from the Count. Well, he's probably crazy about children.
One wish, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want to make it too tough, so... Let's see. Oh, I was wanting a new fingerprint set. I sent out to the county a few months ago, and I haven't heard anything since.
Is that your wish, then?
Yeah.
Say it.
I wish for one new fingerprint set.
Say, I hope you get it.
I don't know.
Aren't you going to go out and see?
Yeah. I was just about to do that. Let's go.
You go.
Okay.
So that was County of Svantaleki from Colonel Tim's this year. And then the video, what you saw, if you watched or heard, it was from Pat and Neil Coleman. So I really appreciate them. They always video this for me so that I can see it. I'm a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show, just like everybody else that's listening to this podcast. And so I don't get to actually watch Colonel Tim's because I'm in it and I don't get to see it. As a matter of fact, I've got some other things I'm going to be showing you guys over the next several weeks, hopefully. And there are things I didn't get to see. Some of them I didn't. There's a dating game that Andy or James and he came up with this one. He and Joy they came up with it. James does Andy now. He's doing Andy Taylor, Andy Sheriff Taylor, and Miss Peggy is Joy. And they came up with this idea along with some other people, I think, working it all out. And they came to me and said, hey, can we do this skit later during the show? And I was like, well, sure. And they said, well, here's what it's about. I said, well, is it funny? Is it going to be funny? They said, yes. I said, okay, I don't want to know about it. I wasn't involved in it, so I didn't have to know. So this is going to be fun for me. I have honestly not seen the whole thing. It's on the video, but I haven't watched it all. But the part I watched is going to be funny. So that's something for you guys to look forward to coming up. So we really do appreciate Pat and Neil. So if you ever see them at Mayberry events, they're there often. Be sure to thank them for providing so many things over the years that I've been able to use here on the podcast. They're absolutely amazing. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope even if you're just listening to the podcast that you were able to pick up on what was going on and enjoyed it. Because you can visualize this, surely, from watching the show as many times as many of us have. You can visualize in the back room of the courthouse what's going on. The music was there. The sound effects were there. It's a very fun thing for me to be a part of. And I think Terry and Tim, great job, both of those guys. And I'm just so happy to get to do things like this with them. All right, guys, I have a few voicemails that I've gotten in the last few weeks. So I thought I would jump into those so that we could hear from some people. This one is from Jim. Let me play this for us.
Hey, Alan, this is Jim Mabbitt. I'm a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show, have been all my life. I live not far from Mount Airy, and I've been coming to Mayberry Days, and this past time I had two long talks with Tim Pettigrew, and he told me how he got involved, because I was asking about getting involved, not sure like to. But anyway, I've noticed that there's no one that does Emmett, and I'm just about his size and look like him, etc., so... Anyway, I'm just wondering if I should take the time to do that or just forget it. Again, my name is Jim Mabbitt, huge fan. Always appreciate your hosting things there, and you're a great Floyd. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Jim. And hey, let me just tell you what I did, because this is a thing that I myself did that maybe this would be something to go by. I don't know. But if you really want to dress up and do things as character from the Andy Griffith Show at Mayberry Days, especially Mayberry Days, I would recommend you give it a try. You come, dress up, walk around town, visit with people, see how they react. And if they enjoy what you're doing, that's awesome. And the way I did it was I came and did Floyd. And back when I started, I have to admit, there was only a Barney and Ernest T. That was it. There was nobody else. So I was Floyd. And then when I showed up, I was third man down, and I kind of worked around and kind of over the years, eventually I got accepted to be like a main tribute artist, I guess. But that's how you kind of work your way in. You kind of have to pay your dues a little bit, and And plus, you know, you may not enjoy it as much as you think, because there's going to be a lot of people wanting to get their pictures made with you and everything. So no matter which character you're wanting to do, I would recommend that's how you do it. You show up at Mayberry Days, maybe show up at Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg. That'd be a good one to show up at and visit with people. A lot of times there's already certain tribute artists that you've seen here on the podcast, or maybe you've seen online on Facebook or other social media that are already doing that particular character. I wouldn't discourage you from doing those other characters even that already have people. There's never been another Floyd, not really, that appears at the events, but yeah, if there's a character, especially like Emmett, there's not an Emmett really. And ladies, there's very few ladies really. We have Charlene, Christy McClendon does that consistently. And now we have Nurse Peggy, Joy's doing that. But in general, we don't have really any full-time, well, we have the Fun Girls too. I shouldn't leave them out. But there's not very many ladies doing any of the lady characters. Like there's no Aunt Bee, really. We have some ladies that do dress up like Aunt Bee from time to time, but they've never really worked with the rest of the tribute artist. So if you want to do that, I do not want to discourage you from doing that. I think you should give it a try. See if you enjoy it. Don't expect to be necessarily first year or second year pulled up on stage at Colonel Tim's or something like that. But if you kind of do it, do your stuff and kind of get noticed, you know, it can happen. I mean, that's kind of what happened to me. I didn't ever expect to be running around as Floyd, but it just kind of happened. So main thing I encourage you to do is have a good time and enjoy it and do what you think is fun. And have a good time for yourself. If you're having a good time, other people probably will too. So, Jim, thank you for the call, and I hope that kind of answered your question and maybe some other folks' questions about how they might be able to be Barney or be a character. Mrs. Weaver just showed me. Yeah, I forgot Terry's wife does Juanita as well. So there's not very many lady characters. So. Anyway, I'm sure I missed somebody. If I did, I'm so sorry. I'm just talking off the top of my head. All right, so let's go in here from our next voicemail and see what they've got to say.
Hey, Alan. This is Keith Underwood. I live in Clinton, North Carolina. I attend Mayberry Days. I try to every year, and I have met you on different occasions and got some pictures. But I wanted to comment on your trivia from Monday night. The question was, Opie a scout or boy scout, true or false? And it was true, like you said. And you were saying some people were saying it was false in the chat room. And but he was a scout on the episode Dinner at 8, season 7, episode 17, when Andy ate 3 spaghetti dinners same night. Opie was out off on a scouting trip, and he had his uniform on and early in the episode, so he was going on a scout trip. So the question was true. He was a scout. I just wanted to comment on that. I do enjoy your podcast every week. I listen every week or watch it every week. And, I appreciate what you do, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Well, thank you, Keith. I appreciate that, and thank you so much that you are 100% correct. He was, and somebody even sent me a picture of him sitting at the table, but I couldn't find the picture to be able to pull it up for the video people, but that did happen. Thanks for telling us which episode it was, season 8, episode number 17. Go check that out, Dinner at 8. And you'll see him there. So, you know, it was a few weeks ago now. I'm behind on some of these voicemails, but thank you again for calling in and clarifying that. That's great. So let's hear from Scott now. We got a voicemail from Scott.
This is Scott Carroll from California. Just called in about the 2 chairs, no waiting. And I have a couple bits of information regarding, okay, number one, Clara. There's a Clara Edwards and a Clara Johnson on that show. Do you know why that is? And number 2, Aunt Bee or Francis Bavier, is buried in the Oakwood Cemetery in Siler City, North Carolina. Did you know that?
That's the end of it. Yes, I did know that. Scott, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. So let's handle those backwards because, yes, Aunt Bea retired. I kind of think I mentioned that last week maybe. She retired to Siler City, North Carolina, and she is buried there in Siler City. That's where she is. So, yes, I did know that. I've definitely seen the gravestone with pickle jars setting all around it. And sometimes there's pearls, necklaces hanging around there as well. There's all kinds of stuff people leave in honor of Frances. But yes, she lived in Siler City. So when she passed away, that's where she was buried. So the other question was about Clara Edwards and Clara Johnson and also Bertha. She also goes by that name, right? So why are they called different things? So there's several theories, but it's just theories that people have tried to, we have made up to try to make it make sense. So there is, and I'm not going to get them right, but I think it's Mr. Johnson. Wasn't it Johnson that she was talking about when she was talking about the pickles, that he loved those? And Clara Johnson and Clara Edwards as well, but it's the same lady. We've had theories before that maybe one was her maiden name, maybe Edwards, and then Johnson was her married name, possibly, maybe. So there's not a good reason. There's several continuity errors like that in the Andy Griffith Show. Let's not say errors, problems. Like, for instance, Goober was originally Goober Beasley instead of Goober Pyle. That happened as well. So there's several things like that that happened throughout the seasons and episodes. The Muggins family and the Scobies are the same family, but they got two different last names. There's several little things like that that happened. But to me, that doesn't take away from the show. It's just a little trivia to kind of make it more fun to me. So, but that is the reason. So, Scott, thank you for calling in. I got one more voicemail, one more. Let's hear from Warren and see what he has to say.
Hi, Alan. My name is Warren, and I saw you on the cruise that we took to the Bahamas in 2023. And I met you, and I tell you, I had the best time ever talking with you, just rehashing the whole old show. I just wanted you to know you do a great job with your podcast, and I listen to it every week. Thank you so much for putting the time and effort into this. Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you so much. It was fun being on that Mayberry cruise. Man, what a great time we had. And that's one of the fun things during the Mayberry cruise is you're kind of captive on the ship, I guess. I don't know, but you're together on the ship and you have plenty of time to talk to people and visit, reminisce about the Andy Griffith Show, about events you've been to. If it's your first event, you get a lot of opportunity to ask questions and talk to people that are huge fans of the Andy Griffith Show. I really encourage you, if you get a chance to go with us in 2024, consider doing that. It's a fun event that I think you would really enjoy. It's relaxing. Just a fun thing to do. So thank you, Warren. It's good to be cruising with you. It's good to hear from you. So folks, those are some voicemails I've gotten in the last, I don't know, few weeks. And I wanted to try to catch up with them. And now we've got some, speaking of the Mayberry cruise, we have got some trivia questions to play because we've been starting this, right? So we have done 10 questions from the Mayberry cruise. We've got 10 more to go, I do believe. So let's start with number 11. So if you're ready, get your pencil and your paper ready to go, guys. Here we go with trivia questions from the Mayberry cruise. We're starting at the 11th one. So if you hadn't heard the others, go back a couple of episodes and listen to the two episodes at the ends. That's when the trivia happens. All right, here we go, guys. Number 11 of 20. What year was the town of Mayberry founded? What year was the town of Mayberry founded? What year was the town of Mayberry founded? OK, Okay, the answer, you can pause if you don't want to know the answer yet, but the town of Mayberry was founded in 1864. That's from season 5, and the overall number of the episode would be episode number 138. I didn't look up to see which one that is, so you guys would have to check that out. But if you don't believe the answer, you can watch that episode, season 5, overall, so episode starting with episode 1 of season 1. This was the 138th episode is where that answer comes from. All right, number 12 of 20. We're only going to do 10 today. We're going to do 5 today. What number was Opie's football number? That's the question. Number 12. What number was Opie's football number? What number was Opie's football number? Okay. All right. Pause if you don't want to know the answer, because here comes the answer. It's from season 4, episode number 110 of the series. The answer is, his number was 14. 14 was his number. So we're going to do 5 questions tonight, or this episode. Question number 13. Opie joins a secret kids club with his schoolmates. Name this club. Opie joins a secret kids club with his schoolmates. Name this club. That's kind of hard, isn't it? Opie joins a secret kids club with his schoolmates. Name this club. All right. Pause if you don't want to know the answer. It's from season 2, if that's helpful to you. And it's from the 46th episode overall. And maybe this would help if I went, arr, arr. It's the Wildcats. The Wildcats was the name of the club. All right, 2 more questions for this week. 2 more. Number 14, name Jeff Pruitt's old girlfriend that can milk cows. Name Jeff Pruitt's old girlfriend that can milk cows. I can give you a hint. It's not Thelma Lou. Name Jeff Pruitt's old girlfriend that can milk cows. All right. Pause if you don't want to know the answer. It's from season 2, episode number 45 overall. Her name, Jeff Pruitt, that's Big Jeff Pruitt. Her name was Bertha. Going back to Bertha. All right, and our final question for this week from the Mayberry Cruise Trivia is number 15. What is the Friday night special at the diner? What is the Friday night special at the diner? Okay, we had a lot of people get this wrong because it's Friday night. The Friday night special at the diner. Okay, do you have any idea? What is the Friday night special at the diner? Okay, you can pause if you don't want to know. It's from season 4 and the 123rd episode of The Andy Griffith Show. The answer is, and folks in the chat room got this, catfish casserole. Catfish casserole. That is the answer. Wow, I would not have gotten that. I knew about corned beef and cabbage at the diner on Tuesdays, but I didn't know the catfish casserole, which does not sound like something I really want. I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't sound like, boy, I wish we had some catfish casserole tonight. I don't feel like I would ever say that. Yeah, they're in the chat room. They're saying, seems fishy to me, Cody. I see that. I keep speaking of the chat room. If you guys don't know, I record this podcast on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So you can join us at live.2chairsnowaiting.com on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. And join in the chat room. There's about 40 people in this chat room right now. Plus, there's folks over on YouTube as well. that are chatting and talking over there. So you could join in on all the fun that we have here on Monday nights where everybody's visiting with one another and having a good time. So definitely think about doing that. I think it just adds to the fun. Of course, I realize we're all busy. You probably don't have time to be here on Monday nights. That's possible. But if you do have a chance, you can drop in, say hi, and drop out, and you can be a part of it. So, folks, that is what I have for us tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed Counties Vantalecki. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from some of you, our podcast listeners. I thank all of you for calling in. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And I would love to hear from all of you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. It's always fun to hear back and see what you're thinking. You get to hear what I'm thinking because it just blurts right out of my mouth every episode. But I love hearing from you guys. So thanks to all of you. Thanks to everybody that comes to the chat room. They keep me excited and ready to go and makes me show up to do these podcasts for us all. And I really appreciate everybody that called in as well. So, folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you back next week right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.